service for the second Sunday after Pentecost, June 7th, 2026. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to seek and to save the lost. Graciously open our ears and our hearts to hear his call and to follow him by faith, that we may feast with him forever in his kingdom. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our sermon text is from Hosea 5 and 6. I will return again to my place until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, and in their distress earnestly seek me. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us, that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as the showers, as the earth rains the waters, as the spring rains water the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like a morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away. Therefore I have hewn them by the prophets. I have slain them with the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. This is our text. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon is entitled, Come, Return, and Live. Dear brothers and sisters, should there be times in your walk with Christ that the Lord seems to be far and distant from you, the question to ask is, who moved? Did God withdraw from you, or is it you who are withdrawing from him, or is it a bit of both? Insights to answers these are found throughout Scripture, including today's Old Testament lesson from the prophet Hosea. You see, in Hosea's day, the people of God were forsaking the Lord their God. They were being like an adulterous wife to her faithful husband. For example, they were giving credit for their God-given prosperity to Canaanite fertility gods, Baal and Asherah. Worship of these gods included ritual prostitution. They continued to worship golden calves, one in the south, another in the north. They were totally ignoring God's word on this and everything else. In their prosperity, they became arrogant and self-sufficient, feeling no need to depend on the Lord. They took their security from their alliances with other nations. Therefore, we might say that they were the ones who moved. However, so did God, in response to his wayward people. For the Lord God said, I will return again to my place, until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face, and in their distress earnestly seek me. You see, God never stopped loving his people, though they were like an adulterous wife to him who had been their faithful husband, meaning he had every right to initiate a final divorce. He still hoped for them to return. He wanted them to acknowledge the guilt of their sins and seek his face again. To that end, the Lord would employ tough love. As the people turned away from him, he in turn would turn away from them. Therefore, if the Lord seems far away from you and me, then realize we are likely the ones who moved, and so he in turn moved from us. However, it's not because he no longer loves us. Instead, he is hoping that we acknowledge our guilt and seek his face in repentance. He wants us to turn away from the pursuit of sin and get back to faithfully following him. He wants to reestablish our relationship with him. At the time of Hosea, By turning away from his people, the Lord allowed calamities to befall. The ruling classes exploited the working people under a corrupt system. Theft became rampant. There was a total decay of moral standards. Bloodshed among them was not unknown. Then the Assyrians invaded, putting their capital city under siege. I hope that the Lord doesn't seem distant to you. If things are going rough for you, however, you may have cause to wonder. However, if they are, it's not that the Lord has abandoned you, nor has he stopped loving you. Instead, he is calling you to repent. He is disciplining you, that you might forsake sin, receive his forgiveness, and strengthen your walk with him. Some of the people of God under the ministry of Hosea were beginning to make the connection of God being distant and their sin, yet they also acknowledged his love, uniquely modeled by Hosea and how he loved his wife. They said to one another, "Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us down that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up." Though they had been faithless, God remains faithful. He turned away from them and allowed calamity to befall in order to wake them up. They could then realize that they were the ones who needed to return and to be healed through the forgiveness of sins. They would then pray for relief from their trials, that they might start over fresh with him, healed and bound up from their wounds. It sounds easy enough, but in reality there's nothing easy about it. When Hosea and his wife were reunited after she deserted him and got herself into trouble, he had to buy her back. So too, God has to redeem his wayward people that they may be restored. But at what cost? You know the price he would yet pay for the people of Israel and what price he has paid for us. St. Peter said it best. Know that you are ransomed not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. Yes, God sent his only begotten Son, born of Mary, that he might die like a sacrificial lamb, thereby atoning for the world's sins. We might say that Jesus was torn and struck for our sins when he died on Calvary's cruel crucifixion cross. His body was entombed later that day, and all the next. But then on the third day something wonderful and awesome happened, namely Jesus rose again from the dead. And do note how this is all outlined in our text written hundreds of years prior. There it says, regarding the people, but also of Christ. After 2 days he will revive us, on the third day he will raise us up, that we may live before him. As sin, death, and hell were defeated by Christ's life, death, and resurrection, so too we have new life now and eternally with the Lord when we repent from sin and trust in Jesus as our Savior. Therefore, as our text says, let us know, let us press on to know the Lord. His going out is sure as the dawn. He will come to us as showers, as the spring rains that water the earth. He is all too happy to revive us back to life again, not unlike how that last rainfall greened up the hillsides. Another scripture that reminds me of it is James 4. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts. Yes, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Walk in his ways, and he will walk beside you. Unfortunately, we have a tendency to keep swerving. Sin allures us away so easily. It's the direction to which we are bent. Our text describes it this way, as God wonders what to do with his people who are prone to sin. He asks, "What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? Your love is like the morning cloud, like the dew that goes early away." He is basically describing his people's love and loyalty like puffs of steam or drops of water. Now you see them, now you don't. Friends, this is not to be. God who comes to us like showers wants better from us, and he helps us. How? He says, therefore I have hewn them by the prophets, I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and my judgment goes forth as the light. What the Lord does is send forth his word, through which the Holy Spirit works, to convict us of our sin. We then acknowledge the guilt of our sins. The Spirit then applies the healing gospel, the message of sins forgiven for Christ's sake. This is an ongoing process of being torn and struck down, that the Lord might revive and raise us up again to walk humbly with him. And then what we can seek to do instead is press on to know the Lord. This will involve delighting in his word, in fact, meditating upon it day and night. It is how we get to know the Lord better. It is how we are instructed in his ways. It is how we are empowered to repent from sin and to trust in the Lord, loving him with all our heart, mind, and soul. We might say of his word what David did in Psalm 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is great reward. Friends, this is what the Lord is looking for in us. Love for him, his word, and love for others. He seeks this from us, not just the keeping of religious rituals and ceremonies. At the time of Hosea, some thought that if they made their sacrifices with their burnt offerings, then God was happy and that's all that mattered. But a relationship cannot be based on doing certain things. Instead, a relationship must be built on love. For clearly the Lord let this be known through his prophet Hosea. The Lord declared, "For I desire steadfast love, not sacrifice, the knowledge of God, rather than burnt offerings." To know God is to love God. To love God is to want to be close to him. It's to live in his grace, being faithful to him and kind to others. This is exactly what he desires in our relationship with him. Remember, should God ever seem far away, it's not him that first moved. Acknowledge your guilt. Seek his face. Come, let us return to the Lord, for he has torn us that he may heal us. He has struck us down, and he will bind us up. After 2 days he will revive us. On the third day he will raise us up, that we may live before him. Amen. And now may the peace of God that transcends all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.